Well, I think I always felt like, even though we won a national championship, there are certain things that I think automatically come with that traditionally over the years. And that was really something that our team as a whole missed out on. I wasn't able to do. And it's an important thing. It's an important thing along with how we accomplish what we accomplish, and also how it's been recognized by the world. So I just felt like it was unfinished business. And we had talked about it in our reunions, but I wanted to put that talk into action, and went to the folks who could help me get it done. And Senator Hatch was just so instrumental in making this happen. I can't even begin to thank him enough.
So what did he do? Did you talk to him personally, or meaning Senator Hatch? Did you talk to him personally, and he kind of said, "This is what you need to do"? And did he help you? How did he help you along this process?
Well, he obviously knew the story. He knew our team. We're very good friends, and he gave me kind of the instructions on where to start with the letter, and obviously he also wrote a letter in support of that, which carries a lot of weight when you're Senator Hatch. So, he gave me kind of the game plan to get it going, and I put that in motion.
So did you write the White House, did you write them yourself? And then if you did, what was their response back to you?
Well, I wrote the president, via the White House, and the response actually came by phone call. A young lady who works close to the president at the White House gave me a call and basically said that the president would love to have our team come visit. And it was a pretty exciting moment.
What have you heard from your teammates? Are all the ones that can come? I mean, how many guys are coming? Who's all coming to this event? And I believe it's on May 9th. Is that right?
It is May 9th, and I wanted to make sure I personally called each one of them first before we started. What we needed to do to collectively get there and be there. So I called each one of them, and everybody was excited. To some, it was quite a shock that, after all these years, we get a chance to go to the White House together and meet the president. So it was great. It was fun to kind of listen to their reactions and just kind of feel the emotion that they had when I told them.
Can you kind of give us a flavor of maybe one or two of their reactions that were some of your favorites that they said to you, and who said those things to you?
I think probably the funnest one was Walt Dinsmore, who was a teammate on that team. And he basically told me he was really in shock, and he was about to pass out, he felt like. And it's the greatest news that he's heard in a long time. And one of the assistant coaches, Ray Martin, he yelled in the background to his wife, "Baby, we're going to the White House to see the president." It was fun to hear that. But I think for all of us collectively, it just speaks of what we really accomplished as a team. I mean, a lot of teams have won a national championship, but I think the journey it took to get us there and the man who was at the helm and Coach Jimmy V who led us there. It's a story that will be told for years, for generations to come.
Did any of your former teammates or the coaches, did any of them know that you were trying to get this done, or was this completely on your own and you surprised them?
It was completely on my own, and I surprised them. Because I didn't know whether I would be able to get it done or not. And I didn't want to give any false hopes or expectations. So I just went to work on it quietly, and it ended up coming to fruition, which made it nicer too. And you know, when you make the announcement, when you tell everybody.
In getting to the White House, is everyone? I mean, I've never done anything like this, so I don't know how teams get invited or anything like that. But in this case right here, since you're doing it so many years later, is it one of those things where you guys are having to pay to get to Washington, D.C., and then you guys are – and then you're all going to be invited into the White House?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, most of the guys are living in North Carolina, so it really isn't. It's like a 3.5-hour drive up. So there's a group that's collectively, I think, going to get there. There's only a few of us, myself, I believe Terry Gannon out in California, and one other teammate in Houston. But I mean, that's a minute point, really, when you talk about the opportunity that we have to be able to meet the vice president and the president for what we accomplished.
Did they give you any indication what's going to take place? I mean, we see this every year when he invites teams and he has a presentation and they present him a jersey and everything. Is it going to be something similar with you guys, or is it just going to be kind of a quiet affair?
I think it'll be similar. There won't be a ton of fanfare. I believe we're going to be a total agenda isn't out yet, but I believe we're going to spend the first little while with President Biden, and then after that, he's to walk us down to the Oval Office where the president will be waiting for us.
Why back in 1983, 1984? Why didn't it happen that you were able to go visit President Reagan back then? What was it that held up? I think I read that Coach Valvano was able to visit with him, but why not the whole team since you guys won the national title?
Well, we ended up doing a live via satellite introduction and kind of an event at NC State with President Reagan. And I'm not exactly sure why the whole team wasn't able to go. It could have been, you know, some strengths on financially getting us all there. I'm not sure what it was at the time. I do know that Sidney Lowe and Derek Wittenberg were able to go visit President Reagan at some point in time with Coach Valvano back then. But the entire team just didn't have the opportunity to go. And I think we were okay with it. I mean, we got to speak to him live, but it's still something that I kind of ate away at all of us just quietly. And it's kind of, you know, for this to happen, especially 30-plus years later, now it's something that, you know, people close to us now that we have families and we have kids and most of us are married, they can be a part of, they can enjoy. Whereas back then they would only, you know, be seeing pictures and things like that. So it's still sweet.
So your family is going to be able to go with you then?
Not the entire family. They have to limit the size of the group, and we're still waiting on some final notice with that. But I do believe that most of the guys who are married or will bring one other person at least, and that will be their spouse.
Hey, last thing I think I have for you here, Thurl, and I know it's hard because you probably just got off the plane and you don't have anything in front of you. Do you remember any of the words that you wrote to President Obama, you know, to kind of give us an idea of what you said that may have tipped it in your favor that he would say, yeah, sure, why don't you come to the White House?
Well, you know, I think when you were a part of what we did, I don't think there's many people who are in the sports that don't know what we achieved. So part of that is banking on the fact that you already know that President Obama is a basketball fan. And so you're hoping that he knows the story, the entire journey. And so I think part of it was banking on that. But the other part, you know, I know I mentioned something about you know, Coach Valvano's legacy and, you know, the things that we accomplished as a team, you know, are things that really epitomize what sports should stand for. And you have a team that were really underdogs, and they accomplished this great victory and the way that we got to the championship. So I think within the words that I wrote to him, I'm hoping in the back of my mind that, and assuming that, you know, he knows the story, he's seen the 30 for 30, and that, you know, along with Senator Hatch's help, that it would come to fruition.
Okay, I do have one little quick follow-up, and that is, were you surprised when you heard back from the White House, or did you think it really was that long of a shot that this would happen?
Of course I was surprised. Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. But I think also in my mind, I knew it would happen. I was confident enough. I mean, just like when we went up against a great Houston team in the championship, you have to have some sense of confidence that it's going to happen. You're going to pull through. And so I think, you know, having been on that journey, it helped me in believing that eventually it could happen for us. And it did.